can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Another boy.
First series, the first episode of the year.
New season? New season?
Well, that would be the first episode.
What about if we, for the new season, we change the intro music?
Oh, a good idea, Don.
What, you don't like Maxine Nightingale? Well, what would we change it to, Don?
Something that you sang in one of your 30 albums like. That you brought out.
There's plenty of songs out there, so you wouldn't like
what about,
to...
What about one off your album?
I thought I just said that, Tom.
Yeah. I can't hear.
Stop hitting me on the pacemaker, will you?
At the start of this year, you've both got to listen to what each other say. Don't just sit there.
Well, my earphones were not working.
What about your ears?
They weren't either.
What about your brain? So you're happy with Maxine Nightingale, are you?
Well, look, I am, John. Given that you worked on the footy show for 300 years and it had the same intro every week, every Thursday for those years, why would we want to change something that's working?
This is hardly the footy show. I was just trying to show the different seasons.
Oh, gentlemen, I can't believe this.
Oh, well,
come on. What's happened on the Good Ship Venus over the week?
Well, just before we start.
Wow.
Just before we start, I was down on the Good Ship Venus.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was. And I went past at Williamstown the
not Bill Ferg.
What is he on?
The Sea Shepherd is down moored down at, do you know who the Sea Shepherd is?
I do.
It's the whaling boat, the anti-whaling boat that goes down to the Antarctic or wherever.
It tries to stop those Japanese killing whales.
Catching the minke whales.
Yeah.
And it's the Steve Irwin, that's the name of the boat. And I noticed that they've got a crate on the back and they're going down and they're taking Bill Ferg down to where they catch the minke whales and they're going to dress him up as a harp seal and they're going to put him in the crate and have those killer whales, you know, the black and white ones?
Yeah.
They come in and they attract the...
So Bill's bait, is he?
In a cage.
Is there anything left of him?
That's why they've put him in a cage. And they're going down.
He can only swim circles, Michael, with his one leg and one arm. So they've got to have him in a cage.
He's going to try and catch mackerel and monkfish and manatee. Do you have heard of the manatees? They're those big things with big spikes out there.
Humanities.
So that's what Bill's doing. Bill's doing at the lobster cave.
Well, that's a great effort trying to catch those out of his cage.
Righto, come on.
Yeah, that's what Bill's doing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Have you seen Bill?
You've described him to me.
Okay. So what's happened is that the country is on fire. And I'll tell you what I've nearly had a gutful of. The excuses of why the country is on fire. And look no further than the fact that the undergrowth and the scrub has not allowed to be cleared. There's no fire breaks been allowed because of this ridiculous push by greenies to tell you that we must not do anything to
what
the natural
flora. What did I tell you 4 weeks ago and you gave it scant regard from what I said we're in for a terrible season and you just passed over it. Now you're on the bandwagon.
Well, only why because don't you start the bandwagon has caught fired on. The bandwagon has been burnt to its axles. That's why we're
doing
it.
You're an amazing man.
Thank you.
You love taking up the cause or defending the indefensible, don't you?
Come on then. Go ahead.
Well, you've defended Scott Morrison.
Just before you go. I defended Scott Morrison.
Yeah.
Would you not, in fairness, Mick, people won't shake his hand or acknowledge him. Are you telling me, Mick, seriously, unless you've heard this on the ABC, are you telling me that you could sheet home the blame for Australia being on fire to Scott Morris?
No, ridiculous. You can't.
Well, no, why won't they shake his hand?
No, it's because, well, it's an anachronism anyway.
There's Scott now saying thanks very much for backing us.
For being the only person to defend him in the country.
What about
he did walking around? What's this business?
Mick.
Wait a sec.
Okay.
Walking up and shaking hands with someone you've got no idea who they are, nor any interest in them, and you extend your hand. I mean, I wouldn't shake his hand. That's an anachronism, shaking the hands.
You are an unbelievably...
He's right. You always wait.
You are.
What?
That's the most ridiculous.
You're supposed
thing.
To welcome me back after my furlough too. Before
That's
you launch into me.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You saying that Scott Morrison... is culpable for this country being on fire.
I didn't say that.
You said that people shouldn't shake his hand because he extends it. He's going round to have a look at
I'm saying that practice is just outdated anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Going round, and he
had no interest. He was just mumbling like advertising men do, just mumbling what he thought he should say.
Just giving rhetoric.
Yeah, exactly. You've improved over the break, Don.
I've had a number of coffees with somebody.
So you don't think the leader of the country, whether it be Labour, Liberal, or whatever, should go around a disaster area?
Or perhaps he should have done that about 2 weeks earlier when he was in Hawaii on holiday.
Well, he was on...
Mick, come on. That's a different issue altogether.
Yeah.
He copped it from a bloody Englishman, Piers Morgan.
No,
that was
tongue-in-cheek, that.
Who? Piers Morgan?
Oh, no, that was the other bloke. Jeremy Clarkson, your mate. Saying that God had created Australia. Did you anyone read that story?
Oh, they're poms. They would not know about Australia.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because, Mick, you are having a go at Scott Morrison because he's a Liberal Prime Minister.
I'm having a go at him because he's an inept leader.
What regard?
In every regard.
As far as the bushfires go and people not shaking his hand, why is he an inept leader? He's been in office for 3 months.
Oh, a bit longer.
3 months?
No, a bit longer than that.
Six months. Come on, anyway, why is he an inept leader?
Well, he doesn't appeal to me.
Of course he doesn't.
Even back to the days when he wanted to block the Royal Commission and said it was a waste of time and money into the banks. Imagine how astute that was.
Mick.
What about our leader in Victoria talking about leaders, the Premier Daniel Andrews? His role in this bushfire. Did you realise that he cracked a deal? Now, no one knows what the deal was with the Firefighters Union. When he came in with Peter Andrews, is he the Secretary of the Union? Now, what deal did they crack? Because the volunteers, CFA volunteers, are down 1,000 since that agreement has been made. And it was interesting that Daniel Andrews didn't make a comment. It was only given scant regard in the paper when the other state leaders said that they would recompense firefighters for the amount of time they've been away from work. And when Daniel Andrews was asked something, kind of no comment, because it would bring him into conflict with the unions. I would love to know what deal Andrews made with the union and the CFA.
So it's a conflict of interest, right? So
what's a conflict of interest?
What you just said. Andrews not getting the firefighters on side because
I'm really sick of these politicians. Like $20 million, is it $200 billion or $20 million?
There's a bit of a difference, Don.
Yes, to go and buy bloody planes or get planes in to fight these fires. Those planes will not make any difference to the extent, the intensity of these fires. It is just political bullshit.
Go on, Mick. You're saying the planes, it's like throwing cream puffs at the town hall.
It really is.
I agree with that.
Oh, do you?
But if you take that theory, well, you don't send any fire trucks out or you don't turn any hoses on. You just let them burn. That's all
Mick, really,
if you don't do water bombing and...
Yep, go on. I think that's a very good idea, Mick, not to send any fire trucks up there.
Because they
What's
really
the
don't
point
make
of putting
a difference.
Seven men in a fire truck full of water and sending it onto a burning mountain? What is the point of that?
Yeah, well, that would seem to be the cream puff. I think your cream puff analogy holds up there.
Okay, well, so why are we risking human life to try and put out mountains when the whole country is on fire? Yeah. You're not going to save any houses. I'll give this example again about the Yellowstone Natural Park in America that caught fire and they threw billions of resources at it, and they said it went out not 1 minute before it would have gone out itself naturally.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think we've got to get back to the control. At least there's a discussion now about controlled burning, and I think that's the most practical thing that can be done. It really should be addressed.
Well, okay, but we've got off the track a bit. We're talking about Morrison. What about when Morrison said that the cricketers will inspire the firefighters? Did he say that? Yeah, he sat down with the test team before the game at the SCG. You know he does that because every Prime Minister before him has done it, and it's a chance, it's a photo opportunity.
I know.
You
know what he said?
The most cynical. That
well, hang
is
on,
the
he's going to read it
I'll
out,
I'll tell you
John.
What he said.
Yep.
He said, speaking at Kirribilli House press conference, Morrison said, those confronting and terrifyingly destructive and deadly fires will be, quote, inspired by the great feats of our cricketers from both sides of the Tasman. I mean, the country's on fire and he's talking about a cricket match. Mm. I mean, where's his sense of perspective?
You get no argument there. what are you shaking your head for?
Because in a time of need, in a time of peril, the leader of the country has to do all that stuff.
Well, he should have been here when he was in
it. No, Mick, that's a different issue.
So he's booked a holiday to Hawaii and he's over there. Then the fires start. Did he go while they were raging? I think they got their eye in when he was over there. Yeah. And what did he do?
Well, he waited a few days, didn't he? Didn't he wait a few days and then come home?
The fires weren't as bad.
When he went away, the fires weren't as bad as they are now. They're up in New South Wales.
What are you looking so pained about?
Because this...
Who is it?
What, somebody at the door?
Why am I opening the code for the door? Who is that out there? Jesus.
What is...
You
haven't come up all that well in the new season.
No. So Mick, you're down on Scott Morrison... only because he's a Liberal Prime Minister.
No, that's not true.
Yes, you are.
I wasn't anti-John Howard.
Well, what happens if John Howard had did the analogy between the cricketers and the firefighters?
Well, he wouldn't.
And
hopefully he would have been smarter than that.
Oh, gee.
What's Scott Morrison got to do with the fires anyway? It's a state issue.
What's the state issue?
The fire situation.
The fire's a state issue.
It is.
But the whole country's on fire and it's a state issue.
Exactly right. And they can override by bringing in the federal forces or the army or whatever else. But, we have our own fire brigade in Victoria, the same in Queensland, the same in New South Wales and the same in South Australia. So it's a state issue as far as getting that side. But... the government at a disaster can come in as they're doing now.
Well, anyhow, we've got a special guest coming in, and I know that this guest was pretty vocal about the situation we're talking about. When we speak to him, we might revisit this. Just before we introduce our special guest, let's canvass a couple of other things that have got up my nose. Now, we're going from the sublime to the ridiculous, Mick. Have you noticed if you've been pushed off any sidewalks lately or footpaths by Uber cyclists riding on the footpaths, delivering pizzas and that, and thinking that the footpath that they ride on is a roadway?
Well, I can't get on the footpath anyway because everyone's got a dog on it.
Correct. Sniffing at your ankles
and
pissing
doing other things,
on chair legs and crapping outside doorways.
I wish the kids of the world were as well looked after as the dogs of Middle Park and Albert Park.
You haven't been there for weeks, so how would you know how those dogs are?
And Sorrento. When you just relocate, all the eastern suburbs and you place them down at Sorrento.
Exactly right. I can't believe what happens down there. They see everybody in Melbourne and then they go down and meet one another again down in Sorrento and Portsea.
Yeah, and you'd know because you're always glad-handing in the street down there, aren't you? Having coffee with people, waving, hail fellow, well met.
Anyhow, we're just going to a break and we're going to come back.
You're very testy.
Oh, so are you. So are you, Precious.
You find fault with the Prime Minister who's only trying to do the right thing. You mightn't like his modus operandi, no, but God
his
almighty.
His performance is inept.
Oh, he's Michael. Only,
of what? What? Saying that he's
nodding his head off. I thought his head was going to fall off there. He was in such vehement agreement with me.
About okay, the Prime Jack, Minister. Go,
I just made that up.
Go the go the closer.
Open around the streets late at night. I'm worried so, because so, you ain't so, treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe.
No, that's a giveaway.